Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Wrestle Horror.
Greetings, viewers and listeners. Meat Hook Jim here, along with my co-host Donnie Hoover. And Donnie, we must apologize to our viewers and listeners. It's been crazy for the past couple of months.
Oh, yeah. Apologize once again. We've apologized before, but we got to do it again. Yeah. But yeah, right. Definitely crazy. And it hasn't slowed down. You know, we figured after haunt season, it slowed down a little bit, but it sure hasn't.
No. I mean, there's the planning for the Arnold. And of course, we've got the show on December 3rd at, is it Rose?
At Rosemore Middle School.
Rosemore Middle School in Whitehall, Ohio.
Yep.
Bell time is 5 p.m.
Yep. Yeah. They wanted to start it a little earlier, so we're doing it at 5. And it's a fundraiser for their athletics department, for the Whitehall School's athletics department. So it's a good cause.
And it's going to be a full 7-match show.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Three titles will be defended as well, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. Yep. All three belts are going to be on the line, the tag team titles, the heavyweight title, and the Arnold title. So, yeah, all the belts are up for grabs.
And we can't forget that Whitehall's own, the half-pint punk, Eric Smalls, will be in attendance, and I'm pretty sure he's probably going to be wrestling.
Yeah, I'd say he'll probably get in there and mix it up a little bit since it's his hometown and alma mater and all that good stuff.
Right. So that's that's the exciting thing that's coming up here in the beginning of December. But let's back up a little bit. Let's talk about haunt season.
Yeah, for sure. Yep. So, I had a great season and got a lot of good scares, even though I was just a zone captain. And, I get out there and once I'm done, you know, there's kind of a break in the action. I'll get out there and mix it up and, you know, work people over and do what I can. So, you know, I was able to get some good scares in, and it was a successful season for Carnage and everybody in it. They had record numbers on days. And so, yeah, it was a good season. We did another Obetz haunt, and you guys come down and worked a couple weekends.
Yeah, and I was just going to say, I worked 3 nights this season, and that's the most I've worked in 2 or 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? It felt good.
Oh, yeah.
It did. But I can't say it felt great because the Sasquatch suit.
Yeah, it was a little warm, wasn't it?
A little warm is putting it mildly. I people have heard me say this before, but my wife beater tank top was so wet you could swear I just came out of a swimming pool. So much sweat I had in there. I'm scared to open the tote because the funk coming out of that costume is going to knock somebody on their ass.
Mm-hmm. You just have to get that Febreze flow going before you pop the lid.
Yeah, definitely. But not only that, but, you know, working at Backwoods Oddities, that was really, really fun, along with Hell Night. And the really cool thing is I won an award from Ohio Valley Haunts for Best Lunatic.
Right. Yeah. And I was going to bring that up, too. It was one of the reasons why I'm envious of you and pissed because I busted my ass. I had bruises all over my arms and this and that. You worked 3 times and 1 time out there and you won the award for it out there at Backwood Odyssey. I was just like, how the hell did he win an award? He just worked out there 1 night. But hey, when you got it, you know?
People know me. I mean, it may have been a while, but, you know, I was surprised by it, to be sure.
Okay, well, if you got it, then it was probably well-deserved, I'm sure.
And I'm very happy. I mean, I think it was awesome that I got chosen as Best Lunatic. And quite frankly, I just threw that character together because they needed help Alan out, and I couldn't find my primary lunatic character, Lenny. I couldn't find him.
Oh, yeah, and you was talking about bringing him too, huh?
That was my plan, but Lenny couldn't be found, so I had to improvise, and I guess I improvised well.
Yep.
But Lenny, I think Lenny would have been even more favorable.
Yeah, you might have won two awards.
But yeah, you know, I had a lot of fun, and definitely working at Carnage as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I had fun working the queue line, and then when Angela had to take a break, I went into her room and filled in for her, and that was fun as well.
Mm-hmm. The voodoo doctor or whatever they called you on that one.
Right.
Priest.
Papa Jimbo.
Yeah.
Of course, people can't understand that when we got rave music pounding in the lobby area.
Yeah. You wanted to get out some glow sticks, didn't you?
Right. But in spite of that, you know, Mia and crew, Donnie, Andrew, everybody there, you guys are awesome. I love working up there.
Oh, yeah.
It's such a welcome environment. And I don't see much judgment or anything like that.
No, like I said, everybody seems to be vibing pretty good so far.
Right. So that's great. And that's one of the reasons why I like that. And it, same goes for, you know, Backwoods Oddities, Last Carnival. I love working out there too, because for the same reason.
Mm-hmm.
Great people without big heads, they just want to scare people.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
That's what they want to do, is they want to scare. And that's why they keep coming back.
Yeah, for sure.
And, you know, there's several of them that I've known now since I started teaching them like 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm. They're still there.
Yeah, still there. Matter of fact, the one person that managed to scare me when I came through, she still works there.
Mm-hmm.
And my deal with the training was, if you can scare me, I would give you a $50 Visa gift card.
Yeah.
And she succeeded in doing it. So it was well earned. And I'm not a name dropper. Her name is Beth Rust. Beth, love you. Thank you so much for scaring me, and for doing what you do so well.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
So, I mean, and of course, Alan and Kim, they're so accommodating with everything. And the rest of the crew, I can sit here and name names all night, but don't have that kind of time. So we got to keep moving forward. And that was pretty much my Halloween season in a nutshell.
Yeah. Yeah. And speaking of, we actually got one coming up in December back at Carnage. And they are doing a weekend. We were deciding on what to do, but I guess we just settled on one weekend. And it's coming up December 9th and 10th. So, well, a couple weeks from now, you know, 2-3 weeks from now, December 9th and 10th, the Carnage Haunted House will be open again for the holiday season, as you can say. And so come out and check us out. Just 2 days only for the Christmas holidays.
Yeah, you're going to see Donnie as Elf on a Shelf.
Yeah, I was Grinch last year. And Mia bought a brand new Grinch outfit, and I was the one that got to put it on and walk around. So so I did the Grinch. I don't know what I'm going to do this year. I mean, I may do him again if she still got the outfit, the costume.
Right.
But who knows? It was fun.
Right on. So cool. So that pretty much covers the haunt stuff.
Yeah. Well, you know, you gave me a little news off the air about update us on the Conjuring House tapes.
Paranormal stuff.
Yeah, okay. There you go.
Well, finally got a chance to sit down and start going through the recordings.
Mm-hmm.
And the funny thing is we found stuff before we even went dark.
Yeah.
Okay. We hadn't even officially started. We were still setting shit up and stuff appeared on the camera.
Nice.
There's a couple of shots of unknown shadows where absolutely nobody is for sure.
Mm-hmm.
There's orbs that aren't dropping, but are dancing around and flying upwards.
Wow.
We've had energy ribbons, two or three energy ribbons.
Mm-hmm. What are energy ribbons? I don't know what that is.
No, it looks like a glowing ribbon. Like you see a ribbon floating down,
mm-hmm.
but it's glowing. That's an energy ribbon.
Oh, okay.
And we saw two or three of those. So we haven't even gotten to the point where we went dark with all infrared. This was still where the lights were on.
Yeah, and you were setting stuff up.
Right. So we haven't gotten to the point of when we went dark, and I can't wait because there's stuff that I experienced that I hope to see on the camera.
Mm-hmm.
And stuff other people have experienced that I'm hoping to catch on the camera.
All right, yeah.
Especially since I was sitting right there at the monitor that night and saw it happen.
Right. Yeah, except if you got captured on video, that'll be pretty cool.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's good that you're already finding stuff and you ain't even got to the part where you guys officially started yet. So that's a good sign.
Yep, it is. It is. I'm anxious to see what else. And I've got EVP sessions I've still got to go through.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got some other cameras that I have to go through, even though the recording time wasn't that long because they kept draining the hell out of the batteries.
Mm-hmm.
So, most of the time it was Shauna carrying a camcorder, and 15 minutes later, she's like, battery's dead. I put another battery in it. 10 minutes later, battery's dead. Put another battery in it. 5 minutes later, battery's dead. Those were all fully charged batteries before we got there.
All right.
I double checked everything.
Mm-hmm.
So it had to be. It had to be some kind of a spirit draining the energy because that's never happened.
All right.
I'm sorry, I was distracted. I heard my cat hissing.
Yeah, you got all kinds of animals going on. You got the dog on your lap, the cat behind you.
She was hissing at another cat that I didn't think got in the house. Last I knew, she was outside.
Right. Yeah.
Ah, okay. Anyway,
right. That's
the latest update on the Conjuring House. I will keep you guys updated as I find more stuff.
Cool. Like I said, very cool. Like I said, you found stuff out early. I'm excited to see what else is on there.
Yep. But I'm going to wait until I've tagged everything and I'm going to dump everything out of the recorder and into my computer.
Yeah.
So then I can manipulate it a little more, take a look, double check stuff, make sure what we're looking at is legit and not just something that's easy to explain.
Right. Yeah, you'll try to debunk it, but if you can't, then you just can't. Yeah.
Well, that's my first goal was to debunk it.
Mm-hmm.
To prove that it's something normal.
Yeah.
So we'll
find out.
But
saga continues.
I am a bit. What's the word I'm looking for? Anyway, I was scratched by something, and that
mm-hmm.
really gave me pause on some things. It's like, okay, why did this and how did this happen to me?
Right. Kind of made you doubt your skepticism, your hopeful skepticism, huh?
Exactly. Exactly. So it's like, okay, maybe I've been looking at this the wrong way.
All right.
I'm a hopeful skeptic, and this would make me, this would take me from being a hopeful skeptic to not a skeptic.
Right.
Excuse me. Because of what happened to me scratch wise, and then some of the stuff that goes into some of the recordings,
mm-hmm.
you know, that you may not hear when we're talking, but you know, you pick up on the EVPs.
Right.
And I've got this memory card here full of a couple of EVP sessions, which I'm anxious to listen to. I'm gonna, that's one of the things I'm going to do this weekend.
Very cool.
So yeah, it's really cool. And in the same vein, we're going to be trying to plan a trip to Waverly Hills Sanatorium in Louisville this coming year.
Mm-hmm.
And we do an investigation there overnight.
Nice.
And that's a huge building.
Yeah. I'd say that would be a good one to do. See if I can't make that one.
And we could even rent out the bunkhouse, which is down by the end of the death chute.
Oh, really? Yeah. Nice.
The death chute ain't nothing to fuck with.
Yeah. Is that like a big tunnel, like in Jeepers Creepers, where they just chuck bodies down the tunnel?
Well, no, it's a much longer tunnel. And you can walk down it, but just remember, when you walk down it, you got to walk back up.
Right. A lot of people don't consider that part, huh?
No, it's a bit steep.
Mm-hmm.
Like last time I went, I walked halfway down and said, fuck that. I'm done, and walked back up. And I didn't weigh as much as I do now. I was like, no.
Right. Do they got like handrails or something, or is it just a tunnel you just walk down?
No, no handrails.
Yeah. Is it a wood floor or concrete floor or dirt floor, I mean?
Concrete.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. So that way, I mean, it's still going to be tough if it's real steep. Yeah.
But yeah, it's like, yeah, I'm not going all the way down on that one.
You never know. I might have to put my wrestle fit into action. Give it a try.
Oh, Onyx would love it for wrestle fit because of
working out.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Yeah, I'd say that'd be one I'd definitely like to check out for sure.
So, okay, we've talked about December 3rd.
Yeah, kind of updated everybody. Well, yeah, we can go over the matches. I haven't went over the matches and everything yet.
Well, yeah, we probably should. I'm not going to say what's on the card, but
yeah. Yeah, so I got them up here. I can read them off and stuff.
Well, I was going to say, if people want to know what I was thinking, they got to come to the show.
Yep, there you go. But yeah, like I said, our next show is December 3rd, like we were talking about before, at Rosemore Middle School. It's a fundraiser for the athletic department for the Whitehall schools. So it's a good cause. 5 p.m. bell time. And you can go to newohiolive.com to get your tickets. And, you know, like Jim said earlier, we've got 7 matches and, you know, a lot of normal faces, no new people. So it's, you know, all these people have already been in New Ohio and well-known. So no debuts for anybody, but a lot of good, solid action. You know, the first match is, of course, Matt Taylor and Chuck the Truck. And, you know, they've battled in New Ohio. They've battled in other promotions around, you know, around the Ohio area. And so they're familiar with each other. Yeah, so that's going to be a good one.
Right. I've enjoyed watching Matt Taylor over the years in several different promotions. He's a solid wrestler, and Chuck the Chuck's got a challenge ahead of him.
Oh yeah, for sure. Yep, we'll take him to the limits. Yeah, and then our next match is actually a title match. We're going to start the title matches early. That's for the New Ohio Wrestling Tag Team Championships, and it's actually a rematch from the Arnold. It's going to be Warhorse versus Luis Casanova and Theo Strong.
Very good.
That one's, like I said, when they wrestled at the Arnold, it was hard hitting, it was stiff. You know, they went at each other with everything they had. It was a great fight all around. You know, like I said, they went after it. So we're looking forward to this one too. See them do it again.
Do you think Theo Strong and Luis Casanova can wrest the belt from the big boys?
Yeah, I mean, they gave them all they could handle. You know, Bad Boys for Life ain't no joke. You know, we've had we're 6-7 months from the Arnold now, so they've had more time to get in there and get some practice and wrestle and have matches and grow and get better. So yeah, I mean, they've got just as good a shot as the next person. You know, so I like I said, you know, I think this one can go either way because they're both strong teams. They're both mean teams when they need to be. They both hard hitting, so it could go either way. Really, this is going to be a toss up.
Well, you know, Warhorse has been known to break the rules,
right? And bend them a little bit, so to speak.
So, well, I guess we'll just have to see. I mean, let's see if Bad Boys for Life are up to the task.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, then the third match is everybody's favorite, you know, Baker. Baker's going to be in action, and he's taking on Paragon. And I'm looking forward to this one because I'm kind of interested to see how this match plays out. You know, because Paragon is, you know, your serious, you know, mysterious, I guess you could say. You know, he's about himself most of the time. And, he doesn't like to play games. And then Baker's all about playing games and having fun and so I think that's going to get under Paragon's skin a little bit. So you never know. You know what I mean? We'll just have to see how that plays out.
Well, you got two completely different wrestling styles.
Yeah, for sure.
It is going to be an interesting match. Can the Baker, you know, overcome the seriousness of Paragon, or is Paragon going to dominate the Baker? I guess we'll just have to see.
Yep, for sure. Absolutely. And the next match, I will have to correct myself. I was mistaken. We do have a New Ohio Wrestling debut coming, and it's Tommy Chill. And he's been around the wrestling business for many years. We're talking 20 plus years. He's been up and down, the ladder on his wrestling career. And he's going against, you know, another fan favorite, Saturn Price. And, you know, for those that don't know who Tommy Chill is, he's, you know, a big monstrous guy that loves to choke slam people. One of his monikers is the Yeet Machine, which I think is friggin' hilarious. So, you know, the Yeet Machine cracks me up, but he's not nothing to laugh with. He's a mean dude. You know, I've actually been in a ring with Tommy Chill, and he's a mean dude. So, it's making his debut to New Ohio Wrestling. So I'm excited to see that.
Right on. Okay. I've seen Tommy Chill before, so I know what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to get in the ring with him.
Oh, no, absolutely. Well, you will be. So.
Well, so to speak, I'll be in the ring with him, but I'm not his opponent. Let's put it that way.
Just keep your distance.
So, I don't want to mess up the tux, you know.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And the next one is another rematch. And this one, yeah, they've worked, wrestled each other a couple times now, and it's always a good match. It goes back and forth the whole time. And that's, everybody, the man that everybody loves to hate is Jake Ely. And he's going against the hometown hero in Whitehall as the half pipe punk, Eric Smalls. And so another rematch between these two, and it's going to be fun to watch as usual.
Thunder Chicken. Boy, he hates that.
Yeah.
Thunder Chicken going up against Eric Smalls. And Eric Smalls isn't giving up much height.
No, not too much in this one.
Yeah, I got to call Smalls on this just because he's Eric Smalls and he's wrestling Thunder Chicken. So,
right. yeah, it seems like he always seems to find a way to either come out on top or at least give, you know, the other people a hard time, you know?
Well, it seems to me the only way you can usually find out a way to get on top is when the Golden Idol is around.
Right, yeah, and he will be there. Yep, he will be there. Fun for you.
My buddy.
Yep, making his return.
The Golden Idol is coming back, which means I get to give him and Jake Healy grief.
Right.
Why? Because I don't listen to the owners and I'm biased.
Right. So yeah, so like I said, I'm sure everybody's going to be looking forward to that one. Match number 6 is actually for the New Ohio Wrestling Championship. And of course, everybody's champion is Ben Boone. And he's going to be stepping in there with the Bachelor, or I'm sorry, Marion Fontaine. I had him backwards. And he's stepping in there with the Bachelor, Ben Boone. Yeah, he's been away from New Ohio for a while, but he's back now. And like I said, these guys are no strangers to each other. Marion Fontaine, Ben Boone. You know, Marion Fontaine, another New Ohio wrestling favorite. Right. And, you know, so him and Ben Boone's been up and down the road a, you know, a couple times. So this is going to be a good one.
Excellent. We haven't seen Ben Boone in a while. And of course, Marion Fontaine captured the New Ohio Championship at the Arnold.
Yeah.
So is Ben Boone up to the task? I don't think Marion's ready to let go of it.
Oh, yeah. No, I think he's liking it. He's had it now and got a taste of it. I think he likes it.
Yep.
Yeah, and then another match, or the last match of the evening, is another big match, another rematch from the Arnold, but this was from a previous Arnold, and this is for the Arnold Championship, and it's, of course, the champion, Superman Onyx, and he's going against Robbie Starr of the show. You know, the show's finally getting his rematch, so they're going to lock horns after all this time and see what happens.
So can we call can we call Arnold in to interfere again?
It could be a ringside. I mean, I can give him a call, but I don't think he's going to answer. I doubt he'll pick up if he sees Donnie Hoover on his caller ID. But you never know. You never know.
Well, maybe if you put Superman Onyx, he'll answer.
Yeah, that might get him. That might get him. Or Robbie Starr. He'd pick it up and then hang it back up, probably. So, but yeah, like I said, these two always have a great match together. So they always, you know, Superman Onyx is definitely the strongest guy on the roster, but you know, Robbie Starr is strong as two. You know, he's strong as well. He works out. He's got a lot of power. So, you know, he matches up with Onyx well here. And you know, and if anybody can do it, you know, Robbie Starr's got that championship quality that he can pull it off.
Well, you know, and that goes back to that match in 2019 at the Arnold. Had Arnold not interfered, Robbie could have very well come away with the belt.
Yeah. Like I said, they were both, you know, head to head going at it. No one really had a big advantage at that point in the match. So, you know, actually, I think at that point, Robbie was actually even on top a little bit, had Onyx down on the mat. So, you know, you never know. Never know. Could be a couple title changes on this show. You know, all three matches, any of them can win.
Right.
There's not a clear-cut winner on any of the championship matches. So it's going to be a good one. I'm looking forward to it.
Me too. And I'm glad I've got the pleasure of announcing it. So
yeah, there you go. You get the front row seat.
That's right. Get the best seat in the house.
All right, there you go.
So cool. That's going to be coming up. And then... then, of course, the next big focus is the Arnold, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yep. We got our toe in the water on that, trying to figure out what all's going on. and get all the details and go from there. So that'll be after, you know, we're kind of putting that on the back burner until we get this December 3rd show out of the way, and then we'll figure out where we're heading from there, you know, after that. But yeah, like I said, another thing we're doing, like I said, we don't talk about much on WrestleHorror is, you know, the WrestleFit Training Center and our WrestleFit program. We've actually got some cool stuff coming down the pipe that's gonna enhance what we're already doing. And, you know, whether it be at the Arnold, whether it be wrestling shows, whether it be, you know, at the training center itself. So, you know, we don't have all of our ducks in a row yet, but we're putting it all together, and we're going to come out with an announcement here, you know, shortly. But so we're excited for that and, you know, to see what everybody thinks and get this new project off the ground that we're doing. So it's going to be exciting. But yeah, like I said, WrestleFit is doing great. You know, the clients are having a blast. I'm still having a blast. I'm still getting stronger and losing weight and doing all that stuff. And so, yeah, we're moving forward with it. So it's going to be good.
So I'm going to move in with you guys up there.
All right. You know, come make the trip 2 hours north and move in.
Yep. Just so I can get a part of all this shit. Cause I hate living 2 hours away.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I'd say it'd be a lot easier.
And like I said, we could get in a lot of trouble together too.
Oh yeah, for sure. So I don't know how much we'd get into because we're all so busy. We'd be too busy. All right, we could probably get in trouble while we're working, I'm sure.
Trust me, I'll figure out a way to get you in trouble, trust me. So, titty bar.
Yeah. But yeah, there's a lot of good stuff coming down the road. So we're excited. I said it's going to be another busy season.
Well, I can't wait. A lot of people don't know that I usually do all the music. I get the music all set up for the shows as well. And I look forward to that because I get to lay it out. And I like it when we get new talent because I get new music that maybe I hadn't heard before or like that. Nothing unusual on this show. I believe we've got all the music for them.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, I was turned on to a couple of songs just by listening to some of the intro music. I like, for example, Matt Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
It's like "Give Me Shelter." is a remake done by Stone Sour, and it's a really good song.
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't have known about that if I hadn't Shazammed it and listened to it, and I said, "Okay, this is what it is." So I went and downloaded it.
Right.
So, you know, I like doing all the music. I don't like when I can't plug my computer in to play the music.
Right. Well, we're going to do that this time.
Right.
Oh, and that brings me up another thing that I failed to mention. We've gotten, you know, videos, which we've had the Friday Arnold shows from this past year.
Right.
We've had those done and in the can and ready to go for a couple months now, but with haunt season and everything going on, I just haven't had time to upload them to Fight. So as of right now, we have the two Friday shows from the Arnold, and we have the second Thursday show and the Zucchini Fest from the Obits events. So we have four events that we're going to be uploading to Fight TV here soon and putting on YouTube and stuff like that. So yeah, we got that on our plate as well. So that'll be coming out soon.
Nice, nice.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool.
So we're moving along. It's taking us a little while. Like I said, we struggle with being, you know, fast because we don't like to move fast. We like to take stuff one step at a time. Right. And plus we have so much going on in our lives, it's kind of hard to move fast. The faster we move, the more it gets put on our plate. So, you know.
Right. Yeah, I'm right there with you. I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
That's cool. I mean, there's a lot of cool stuff going on.
Oh yeah. Yeah, we got some stuff coming down the pipe here that we'll be announcing soon, and you know, stuff that everybody already knows that we're going to be preparing for and getting ready for. So yeah. Like I said, it hasn't slowed down as I anticipated for it. It didn't give us the Thanksgiving breather that I was hoping for. It just keeps trucking along.
Well, I hope you at least take some time to eat some turkey tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. I'm not doing anything tomorrow if I can help it. eat a bunch of food and lay in my chair and hopefully fall asleep and snore and annoy everybody that's in the house. And so that's my game plan.
Right on. That sounds like a good plan.
Yeah.
Awesome. So, well, tomorrow is just going to be like me and Chris and the smoked turkey breast that's sitting in the fridge.
Right. Sometimes those are the better moments, you know.
But right now, Chris is at the hospital with Shelby. And Shelby's not going to leave until tomorrow.
Right.
So she's staying there tonight with her.
Yeah.
So
I hope everything works out and they get her all squared away. So I had fun picking on her at the carnage when she went through. I was sneaking behind her. And like I said, I didn't know she was ticklish. And when she went by me, I like poked her in her sides. And she about jumped out of her skin and like real touchy. And I was like, oh, this girl's ticklish here. So, I mean, we're not supposed to touch people, which we don't, but her, she was an exception. So I followed her like, you know, for a good 40 feet, poking her sides. And I just kept tickling her and she was freaking out and laughing. And I was like, oh my gosh, because she wasn't expecting that. So
when she came out, she goes, who is in the graveyard? I said, Onyx.
Mm-hmm.
No, there was somebody else in the graveyard. I said, why? She kept tickling me. I said, oh, that must have been Donnie.
Yeah. 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 I didn't realize she was a tail. She wouldn't have been ticklish. I would have just poked her once and moved on. But once I seen her jump out of her skin, I was like, oh, here we go. So I just tortured her for a little while.
Oh, that's fun. I remember talking about that. It's like, yeah, well, you know.
Yeah, like that happens.
You got the extra treatment because somebody knows you.
Right. Yeah, sometimes the rules can be bent a little bit.
Right. So I guess that's it.
Yeah. Yeah, so a lot going on. We just kind of updating everybody. We're recording this like we just talked about the night before Thanksgiving, and it'll air this coming Monday. So happy Thanksgiving to everybody. I hope you guys had a good Thanksgiving by the time you listen to this, and everybody got enough, plenty of food, watched some football, took some naps, do whatever. I know Friday is our day to put up the Christmas tree. We always do it the day after Thanksgiving, but the kids are getting antsy, so they may be doing it tomorrow night after we finish eating. It's like, it's hard to tell with these kids. So, I hope everybody has a great, you know, had a great holiday weekend and enjoyed themselves for sure.
Well, I couldn't put it any better than Donnie did. And also, don't forget, if you're listening to this on Monday, Friday or Saturday is the show.
Yeah, the same. That's coming Saturday.
You've got warning. You got plenty of time to go buy tickets.
Yep, newohiolive.com.
Come see some great wrestling action and help out.
Yep, the athletic booster. Yep, the athletic department.
The athletic department of White House Schools.
Yep, for sure.
It's for a good cause, and it'll be a good show, I promise you.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Looking forward to it, as usual.
And they got the best-looking ring announcer in pro wrestling today.
Right. And I haven't said anything, but I got a surprise for everybody in the back, the new Ohio staff. You know, unfortunately, we can't share what we got with the Now Nation out there, but I got a little surprise, two surprises, actually, for the new Ohio staff coming Saturday. So that's going to be pretty exciting.
Oh, that's right. You still got my shirts, my polo shirts, don't you?
Yeah. Yep, I still got them. Yeah, well, I may have your shirts, or Terry may have claimed them and took them from you. I don't know, but yeah, I'll ask her. I don't know what she did with them. I don't know if she put them in the closet or if she still got them put away for you. I'll have to ask her.
All right. No biggie.
Yeah, well, okay. Well, we're going to have more made. So, yeah. So those were just to hold us over for this year, and then we're going to get more made for next year probably.
Okay. Cool.
Yep, for sure. So a lot of stuff coming.
Yeah, stay tuned. I can't promise it, but we'll try.
Right. Yeah, we're going to do what we can.
I'm going to stop promising it. Well, we're just going to do what we can.
Yep.
If we manage to get one out next week, yay.
Yep. Good for us if we can do it.
Yep. So happy Thanksgiving. I hope it was great. Come see us at, what's the name of that school again?
Rosemore Middle School.
Come see us at Rosemore Middle School on December 3rd. Mm-hmm. 5 p.m. bell time, New Ohio Wrestling. Fundraiser for Whitehall City Schools Athletic Department. Mm-hmm. You've got time. You've got no excuse.
Right. NewOhioLive.com.
I am Meat Hook Jim. That's Donnie Hoover. We are the Wrestle Horror Podcast. Thank you for watching and listening. See ya.
See you guys.
Thanks for listening. Make sure you follow us on all of our social media outlets. Facebook.com/WrestleHorror. Instagram @WrestleHorror. Twitter @WrestleHorror. On YouTube at the Wrestle Horror Channel. And you can also find us on our website, www.WrestleHorror.com.